Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, you'll get an explanation as to what on earth this is. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Be the envy of everybody on your street with your very own Dave Berry Breakfast Show Wheelie Bin Sticker, complete with a QR code. When you open the camera on your phone, you hold it towards my face and it lets you listen to all the Absolute Radio goodness. Not just you when you're putting the bins out, but passers-by on bin day. The bin people coming collecting your refuse, they'll be able to listen to this show thanks to this piece of merchandise. Don't be one of the only people in the UK not to own one of these.
No.
They're scattered all around the place.
Get on
and it's
board
lovely.
Early while they're still here.
Exactly. Well said, Matt Dyson. And all you need to do to win one is listen to a clip from yesterday's show and then answer a question based upon it. Now, this morning's clip comes from yesterday's show when we were allowed a sneak peek into how myself and Matt Dyson were getting on when it came to Old Swiss's escape room. Here we go.
Old Swiss's fascination with the police should be notified. Frankly, perverse. Oh, I feel like I'm in Ocean's 11.
So, what is Old Swiss obsessed with? We know it's his penknife, we know that, but there's something else that's come to light during the escape room challenge. But is it cats or padlocks? Is it cats or padlocks? Your names and your answers, please, to 81215. Plus, whilst we're on this subject, Emma Jones attempted to get out of Old Swiss's escape room yesterday after the show, so we don't know how we all did, whether we all made it out in the allotted time, who did it fastest, etc. But all is going to be revealed for Team Challenge number 4 just after 8 a.m. this morning.
I just don't know why there were so many cats in there.
Confused. Lovely red herring there from Jonesy.
Berry Breakfast Show.
Walls looking like they need a splash of paint? Get Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £19, now only £14.
Be house proud with Wix.
It is 6:46 on your Thursday morning. You better believe it is. It's the perfect time to give away some Breakfast Show merch in the shape of a wheelie bin sticker. And joining us right now on line one is Dominic. Good morning, Dominic.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Dominic,
morning.
Welcome to the show. Now, I can't believe this is about to happen. But we're having to sound the alarm because we were talking during the last song and Dominic has revealed if he's to win my face, he's going to put on his recycling bin, which is red. It's a red recycling bin.
We have never had that
which
before.
This has never happened. As a Charlton Athletic fan, I am thrilled by this.
Yeah.
This is
great
news.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in the country are you, Dominic?
Lincolnshire, Scunthorpe.
Okay, Scunthorpe, I love it.
Scunthorpe have red bins. I've never seen one.
I've never seen the like or heard of it till now. That's why this is such a fascinating feature to do early in the day. I'm quite amazed by how amazed you are, Matt, really.
It's setting in on me now. It's so wrong. It's the wrong colour for a weenie bin.
What's your normal household rubbish bin colour, Dominic?
Just black.
Yeah, see,
black and red.
Yeah.
It's kind of casino-esque.
I suppose it might work. Yeah.
It's going to
look mad with the purple sticker on it.
It's going to freak people out. What's Old Swiss obsessed with, Dominic? Is it cats or padlocks?
I think it's
padlocks. It is, yeah. Pen knives and padlocks. The Dave Murphy story. Coming this autumn. So, you're an electrician, aren't you, Dominic?
I am, yeah.
Oh, that's great. And have you ever fiddled with Rita Ora's plug socket or rewired Ollie Murs? You ever done any celebs?
Unfortunately not, no.
Right, okay. And where are you on the scale of the messiness factor? When it comes to tradespeople, how messy are electricians?
We're the elite. We're top of the chain.
Oh, no. You're the elite. Top of the chain. Of course.
Sparky.
So who's the messiest then?
Yeah, I'd say plumbers, they're a bit scruffy.
Plumbers are a bit... Dominic's words,
shots
not mine.
Fired.
Send all of your messages directly to Dominic, not via the studio. Dom, great having you on the show, mate. Congratulations, you've got a bin sticker. Have a brilliant day.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
Cheers, mate, have a good one.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Thursday morning. Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The pen knives and the padlocks that the poor old dragons had to bid to buy.
I'm amazing.
It's for old Swiss.
What a musical outburst. Unexpected.
The pen knives and the padlocks, people. Bring them together, yeah? Old Swiss. Took a Solomon!
Oh, I missed out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So you're just minding your own business. Next thing you know, it's 10 minutes past seven on your Thursday morning. But fear not, because it's the perfect time to hand everything over to Matt Dyson for the social ammunition. Matt, the comings and goings across the socials over the past 24 hours have brought what to us?
They've brought us a bodily function special.
Oh, no. Oh, my favourite.
Emma,
oh, no.
You'll be pleased to learn. Dave, you'll probably find quite childish.
Why? At least once a month now. I think it's worth it. Which part of the body are we talking? Do you know what? I don't even want to know. Yeah, I don't want to know,
Matt. Let's start with the first story, which the Hypebeast Womble produced. Some art found in the dark corners of Reddit, right? And it was a thread on the weirdest British celebrity encounter. And an anonymous post says, I used to work in a popular London theatre, so would deal with celebs on a weekly basis. My weirdest encounter has to be when I met Ollie Murs in the backstage toilets. I was washing my hands when he exited a cubicle. I noticed he kept looking at me in the mirror, so I smiled at him. He then looked at me in the mirror again, dead in the eye, and did a massive pop pop what sounded like someone saying his name, Ollie Murs. and while he did it, he opened his mouth and he mouthed the words Ollie Murs in time with the escaping wind.
Look at Emma's face, she's loving this.
How is he in control of this, right? And he said, the person says, I swear to God, it was one of the most random / brilliant / disgusting things that's ever happened to me. They both burst out laughing after he did it, and it was so funny. Then he left the toilet, and when he saw him in the bar about an hour later, he just winked at me and mouthed Ollie Murs across the room.
It's so surreal.
Burst out laughing again.
Wow. I mean, it ruined that production of Macbeth for everyone in the audience as well.
But so this is he obviously, maybe he can do this, he can control his wind so it sounds like
is
that.
Is there nothing he can't do? He can sing, he's good at football.
What a talented man.
But your nan likes him, your sister likes him.
Thing is, I've met him and he didn't do this for me.
Oh,
and really? I feel cheated.
Ollie, come on, mate. Come if you meet any of this, you've got to do the old pop-pop trick.
Everyone starts asking for it, he'll injure himself eventually. He's going to cause himself a mischief.
He's lucky he's got a short name.
It's not natural what he's doing. But what a skill. What an amazing skill. And then the other...
Oh, not more.
Sorry,
not more of this. Come on, man.
There's more, right? The other one is this sort of... it's like the strangest noise from TikTok that's gone viral. It started in America. It's like a burp, laugh, hybrid. Okay. So I'll set the scene for you. There's a guy in a car pretending to film himself. He's pretending to be an influencer in front of his friend in a car, and she laughs at the ridiculous idea of him being an influencer. So he's like, hey guys, here's my morning routine, and then she starts laughing because he's videoing it on his phone, thinking how ridiculous it is that he might be an influencer. She has just finished drinking some sort of soft drink, which is key to this. I can only presume that's what caused the noise, because at first it's normal laughter. So here he is doing the video, and then she starts laughing, and then it starts to sound like she's possessed. So here's how the video goes.
All right, what's up, guys? So I thought I would give y'all my morning routine.
It's quite a weird laugh, but nothing unusual at this stage. And then here it comes.
So anyways, every morning I wake up at 5 a.m. and I get that morning pump, get that morning grind.
It goes on forever.
That is amazing.
I can't even see Emma. She's bent double under the desk. I've never heard a burp go on for that long, let alone when it's mixed with a laugh. It goes on forever. It's just...
Oh, stop, please. Stop.
I don't know, it's childish. She snorts as well in the midst of it. She can't control it.
No,
wouldn't it be amazing if she said Ollie Murs? that would be just unbelievable. It's an amazing piece of audio. I'll share the video for some people are saying it sounds like the dog from TikTok that said asked its owner, "Where are you going?" And it does sound quite a bit like that. Just an amazing burp / laugh hybrid. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your.
Before you know it, the Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Thursday morning, and you're listening to the only breakfast show on the planet that is one set of talky bits, but with 9 different playlists. Of course, all available for you in the free Absolute Radio app. You can skip around. You could have a Thursday full of music from the 80s or from 10s or from the noughties, or, as we're going to focus on this morning, the 90s. It's called Absolute Radio 90s. And I have 3 clips of things that occurred during the 90s. In fact, they all occurred in the same year. And if you can tell me which year that is, then you can earn a shout out. And they're like hen's teeth on this breakfast show. We just don't do them. We just do not do them. This is the only time you can get one. So you need your answers. I need your name. I want to know where you are, what you're doing. What is your shout out? Is it to someone? Is it to a colleague, a loved one, a friend? Maybe a mortal enemy. Well, this is the time. But first of all, what you need to do is listen to this. Ugly Kid Joe released Everything About You. Wayne's World was in cinemas. And Euro Disney opened
at 9:01, where they greeted the first family. I didn't see that, I was here. And there's a ceremony to dedicate the castle, which is actually going on behind me. Marching bands, Disney executives, fireworks, the whole lot.
Why mention Disney executives? That's a strange thing, isn't it? To build the fun.
Which ones?
What about Mickey Mouse? Is that not a better thing to go for? Or Donald Duck, perhaps? The kids. Hey, Evie, do you want to go to Disney World? Yeah. Some Disney executives are going to be there.
You can see the manager.
Yeah, we might see the CEO.
They might do a PowerPoint presentation for you. Come on, let's all have some fun with Daddy, shall we?
You can have dinner with them, apparently.
What a news bulletin. My goodness. But in which year did that happen? Your names, your answers, and all that stuff to 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get decking everyone will want a peek at. Shop Wix 2.4-metre premium deck board. Was £14, now £10.
Be house proud with Wix.
Good morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where in order to give you a shout-out, we're celebrating all things Absolute Radio 90s. Which, of course, is available for you to listen to on your digital radio, via your smart speaker, or in the app, as are all of our other stations. But right now, well, a little reminder of the 3 happenings from a particular year in the 90s. Ugly Kid Joe were out and about. Wayne's World was in cinemas. And a young Kay Burley celebrated Disney executives live.
The gates opened at 9:01, where they greeted the first family. I didn't see that, I was here. And there's a ceremony to dedicate the castle, which is actually going on behind me. Marching bands, Disney executives, fireworks, the whole lot.
Marching bands.
The whole lot.
Executive, everything you'd want.
The whole lot. Now, Matt got it straight away. Ugly Kid Joe, Everything About You was a big part of your youth.
Thursday night, Rock City. Student night, yeah.
Oh, I'll be there, I'll be square, yeah?
Yeah.
Emma, did you guess the year?
I didn't know the song, but I think Disneyland opened 30 years ago, so is it 1992? Ooh.
It is 1992. Ooh. Nicely
Disney
done.
Knowledge.
Well done to Dave and Peter. The executives will be pleased. Dave in Peterborough, Richard opening up the shop for another busy day in Exeter, Simon cycling in Bushy Park, Andrew in Blackburn, Tam and Scott travelling to Edinburgh to tile a roof, Nick on the Wirral installing a generator, Kezia, the head teacher, on the way to school to celebrate with her students as they collect some pretty awesome A-level results.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, everyone.
Day.
Dave in Worcester heading down to Lords to watch England cricket. Sergeant JP just finishing a night shift in Glasgow. Lauren and Sophie getting ready for school in South Queensferry. Steve on his motorcycle riding through Bridgehead. And Kate working away from home in the Netherlands.
Ooh.
We're big with the Dutch.
Nice.
Nicely done, guys. It was 1992, and guess the year will return tomorrow.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
7:37 on your Thursday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does the fact that at some point during the working week, I will set aside some of this show to celebrate those Nana moves. We all love the Nanas. But despite our ages, whatever we're getting up to in life, every now and again we will say or do something, maybe in front of friends or colleagues, that could only be described as something maybe a Nana would do.
Yeah.
8 to 12, 15 is where you get in touch, and it seems only fair that I get the ball rolling. And Matt, you know what's coming, because you saw this with your own eyes, and I couldn't believe it.
I was shocked.
I curled into a Nana-shaped ball on the floor after I said this. So Matt forgot his wallet, right? And he said, oh, I can't believe I've left my wallet at home. And I offered to borrow him some cash. And he said, well, that's very kind of you, but I don't need it because I'll just use Apple Pay on my phone. And then with some whimsy, he kind of looked off into the distance and said, in fact, nowadays, I don't really need a wallet.
Yeah, that's true.
To which I said, but what about your Boots card?
What about all those advantage points you're going to miss out on, Nana said.
I was like, someone probably think of the nectar!
I think it'll be okay.
I mean, what a thing to say.
I mean,
there's nowhere to go after that, is there? I just might as well retire.
I mean, I have got some fobs for the nectar and stuff on my key ring, so I'm all right, but I haven't got the Boots
card. What about your Boots card? Hello, Nan. How you doing? You all right?
It was your first thing you went to. Wait,
yeah, of all the things in your wallet, that's the top of the list.
I was thinking. Oh, dear. 8 to 12, 15 is the number. Have you pulled a Nana move? Come and join
it. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Get your garden looking great. From decking and fencing to lawn care and watering cans, find everything you need today.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's your Thursday morning. Thank you for being a friend. I just said that, Blanche. It's your Nana moves. Get them into us at 8, 12, 15, like Jamie in Nuneaton has done. He says, morning, Dave and the team. I hosted my family for Sunday lunch this weekend and had a half-hour chat with my fiancé as to whether we should crack out the fancy crockery.
Oh, yes.
We settled on no. They're not fancy enough as guests, says Jamie. That's his Nana move. I went to the pub with my mates this weekend, Dave, and as we got our pints and went to our table, I found myself saying out loud, oh, it's just nice to sit down. That's coming from Robbie.
Oh, yes.
Hattie says, I never considered myself to be known as making a Nana move, Dave, but my friends got me a six-pack of doilies for my birthday.
What?
And now I'm worried I'm a Nana.
Mm.
I'm 35.
Wow.
Hattie, embrace it. And keep them coming. 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
12 minutes past 8 on your Thursday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where we are just over 45 minutes away from the launch of the No Repeat Guarantee. And what that means is we will not play you the same song twice between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. across the Absolute Radio network. Get us. So, let's talk team challenge number 4, shall we?
Yeah.
Myself, Matt and Emma have now completed Exit the Dragon. We want to establish which member of the Breakfast Show team could successfully work their way out of an escape room devised by old Swiss over there in just 20 minutes. Now, as it stands, we don't know who got out, if any of us got out, and we certainly don't know who got out the fastest. So it is time for us to play you all the audio. Here we go.
At this. Okay, part one, okay. This is where I start. David Bowie. No. What? No, that's not right.
Okay, let's have a look what we got here. A phone, which I can't open because
I don't know the code, and I haven't got the same face as old Swiss.
I'm not very bright, am I?
Can I have my first clue, please?
I need a four-digit code to get onto this phone. I mean, if I can't even open a phone, it's not a good start, is it?
Oh, okay. So we've got Ed Sheeran and David Bowie. So, 70s and 10s. Yes!
Ah, right. So David Bowie and then Ed Sheeran. Okay, so it's 70 and then 10. Right, okay. And I'm in.
7010. Yes. Oh, it's a video of Ben Burrell.
Hi, Ben. He is very good at the piano, to be fair. Wow. So I've got to play that, have I? How is that a clue? Ben playing the piano. What the hell?
Oh, my God. OK. So it's... EBG, EBG.
I can't see the notes, Ben. Oh!
Hello, it's Ben Burrell here.
I can't believe how much Ben Burrell I've watched today. Oh, I don't know what to do.
Right.
Shut up, Ben! I can't play it.
Sorry, Ben.
And if it does spell out a word, what am I supposed to be? I might need another clue, to be honest. This is ridiculous.
There was something you looked at earlier, yeah, where these letters might be.
Oh, there's a padlock here. Yes.
Oh, no repeat guarantee. Oh my God! So, there's two E, B, G, D, E, F. So there's no. It says E, B, G, D, F. Yes! Oh my God! I feel so good.
E, B, G, D, F. E, B, D, G, F. E, B, D, G, F. What was it again? E, B, D, G, F. No, E, B, D. Right, E, B, D, E, B, G, D, F.
Great.
Couldn't get it, man. Couldn't get it.
I've broken the flight case. Okay, Connect 4 is in there.
How many clues do I have remaining, please?
You have one clue remaining. You have two puzzles to solve.
Is it all about
Oh, here he is, old Swiss.
There's something else in the room that's also in a 4x4
This is to do with the mugs, is it, I think?
Yeah, the mugs.
Okay.
The mugs atop the piano.
The grid.
The key.
Oh, right, three. I see, right, 3, 5, 7, 1. Yes! Have an unlocking situation into the CD wallet.
Yeah, come to Daddy 3571.
Kate Bush, 1958. Dog, okay, I got a dog and a pig.
Carrie Underwood, 1983, as we all know. She's a year of the pig now. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that information? Ah, cuddly toys. Cuddly toys, do they play a part here? I mean, I can't.
Bruce Forsyth.
Pig and a dog there. Oh, right, year of the things. Okay, got it. 58, year of the dog. Kate Bush, one. Carrie Underwood, 83. Carrie's on the wall. She's a pig.
All right, Carrie Underwood, you're my last chance. Oh no!
I can hear you in there. There you go. Oh, it's a key ring with my face on it. I'm out. This is the key to get out.
Yes! I made it out.
Yes! I found the key with my face on it.
Congratulations.
Yes.
I'm out.
Oh, I'm in. Yes!
Oh, you.
I'm out!
Oh, you got out as well!
Yes! So hard.
Wow, we all made it out! Bravo,
that was
us!
Really tough.
It was really, really tough.
Yeah, it dragged on as well, didn't it? I was so slow at the start, but then the end was quite quick.
Old Swiss is trying to sell a product.
I'm out.
I'll tell you who's laughing now, Tuukka Solomon. Yeah, exactly. He's the only one laughing now. He's still got that valuable warehouse space,
exactly,
free.
With that office space that you could have been using, but no.
So we all made it out, and that means that means what's contained within this envelope that I've been handed by the producers is who made it out the quickest. And we're going to find out who that person is next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So it is time to find out who exited the dragon the quickest. I can't believe I just made it out of it, to be honest.
I know. I'm not confident about this one.
In itself, I took a long time. I used all my clues. I think it really dragged on for me, so I mean, I don't know. I'm not confident at all.
I'd used two of my clues within the first minute of being in there.
Right, yeah.
That's why you hear me say, how many clues have I got left?
I think I used seven of my three clues.
Okay.
Come on, this is like A-level results, Dan.
So, I completed it.
Yeah.
So we had 20 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
I completed it in 19 minutes and 13 seconds.
Wow, very close to being locked in.
Well, I'm not going to do who came second. I'm just going to go straight to the person who got out of the escape room the quickest.
Okay.
And that person did it in 17 minutes, 54 seconds.
Oh, wow. Oh. Close.
And that person is... Emma Jones.
Yes!
But get this.
Come on.
In second, you did it in 17:54. Matt, you were 17:58.
Oh!
In second place with just four seconds between first and second place.
Oh, that's hard to take.
Oh, that's close.
And that means we all had 4 points each on the leaderboard in the team challenges as we head towards the end of them. And I now still have 4 points. Mm. Matt, you have 5. And Emma, you've leapt like a salmon. Old Hermione over there. With 7 points, you are at the top of the leaderboard as it stands.
Yeah, I'm surprised, to be honest, because I thought I was terrible at that.
Well, thanks a lot, mate.
And you were worse.
90 minutes, 13 seconds. I couldn't have left it much. About 8 minutes of that was me just watching Ben Burrell over and over again. That's what really hurts. I'm assured there'll be another team challenge along next week. Oh, my.
Paint your possible with the new Crown Coloured Emulsion paint range. Now available at Wix. Shop in store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
This is Absolute Radio, where real music matters. If you're just joining us, well, the results are in for Team Challenge number 4, Exit the Dragon. Emma got out of the escape room fastest, Matt was second, and I was last. In fact, I had like 43 seconds remaining on the timer before I found the key. Now, there's one man who is key to all of this, and it's old Swiss.
Yes.
Over there.
Yeah.
Of course, he sold the idea of escape rooms to dragons.
Yes,
and got investment.
Yeah.
Well done. And that's why we're having to do them now.
Yeah, it's
on the show. Can't believe it. He is the creator of Exit the Dragon. He was also our guide. He was our clue daddy. And sometimes, sometimes you could actually hear the disdain in his voice as he was helping us nitwits through his creation. They're like children to him. It's like, I have given you this, and look how you're treating it.
Yeah.
You buffoon!
So,
so we've got a little bit of audio we're going to show you. Here we go.
10 minutes remaining.
All right.
One, seven, eight. Perhaps there's something else in the room that might help.
Before I give you a clue, just have a little browse around and see if there's maybe something else in the room that might be able to help you here. This is the voice in your head speaking. What if Carrie Underwood isn't the answer and Kate Bush isn't the answer? What if they were both the answer?
What if they were both the answer?
Literally,
do you have to
Swiss go like that?
Add them up?
How many clues do I have remaining, please?
You have one clue remaining. You have two puzzles to solve.
No. I'm not
pressure.
Piling
on the pressure.
Right, thing to be
right, okay, yeah.
Do I have to look in here, or is that it for that?
You have no more clues left.
Oh, no! What am I going to do?
If it's not working, it might not be the right thing to be unlocking.
You thought that through.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall when Swiss got home and his fiance said, "How was your day?"
Yeah.
Oh, you'll never guess what I had to do today.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's like an evil, condescending jigsaw.
He loves it though.
He does.
He's relishing the role.
Absolutely loves it.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Walls looking like they need a splash of paint? Get Dulux Standard 2.5 litre coloured emulsion. Was £19, now only £14.
Be house proud with Wix. Thank you for being a friend.
It's Thursday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where today we've been celebrating the times you have pulled what can only be described as a nana move. So many brilliant messages into the studio. Thank you. Jen says, Dave, I was walking down the high street and a bloke stormed past me speed walking. No idea why, but I shouted, excuse me, slow down. Nan just took over, concludes Jen.
Wow.
Dave, I live in a university town. Last week, I went to get the bus and noticed a traffic cone. On top of it, I involuntarily tutted and muttered the words, hoodlums, under my breath. That's from Jake. Oh, the nana moves are insane.
The nana is in all of us.
James says, I was at Works Drinks a couple of weeks ago and started telling someone of the newer members of the team an anecdote about when I met Chris Martin from Coldplay. One of them interrupted me and said, you told us this story last week. Somebody stopped me, I'm a nana on repeat. It must be like working with the Hypebeast world with producer Mark.
The repeated anecdotes.
Yeah. How many times have you heard that story about Scott Mills?
Yeah.
I've just lost track. But then again, what a story!
It's horrible, isn't it? You have to be aware. Sometimes you look at people's faces and go, have I told this story before? Stop me if you've heard it before. That's the real nana move. It happens to everyone.
And the thing is, James is probably only ever going to have one great story about meeting Chris Martin from Coldplay, because that doesn't happen every day.
Get
does
it out
it?
There. You've got to share.
Yeah, you can't exactly work on fresh material because Chris isn't just around.
No,
you know, to help you tell stories to newer members of the team. And finally, Matt, and this will resonate with you as the host of the Social Ammunition Desk. Rachel says, I was telling my friends about a viral video I'd seen and accidentally said, I saw it on TokTik.
Yes. Love it.
Rachel says, hanging my head in nana shame.
TokTik. Come on.
Oh, it's glorious. Anyway, we'll be revisiting your nana moves next week, but for now, thank you so much for sharing.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Thursday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and we have a whole pile of it. May I suggest, if I dare, that maybe you have a day full of music from the 1980s? We got you covered. It's Absolute 80s. Get it in the app or via your smart speaker. Now, Matt Dyson, it is time for the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
And for once, I'm privy to what you're bringing to the table, and it is fascinating, and I can't wait for you to share this so people can take a look for themselves.
Quite a bizarre, unexpected thread that I'd never really thought about before, but a writer called Joel Morris has spotted the constant use of yellow cars in comedies.
Amazing.
TV and film, if there's a car in it, is often yellow for some reason. Like maybe that scene is like the comical car. He's done a full list of pictures in this thread, which I'll retweet so you can see it for yourself. He says it's mind-blowing data, and it is quite weird
how many
yellow cars have popped up in comedies. If you look through the thread, there's just so many. There's like Better Call Saul, Saxondale, Danger Mouse, The Good Life, Mr. Bean, he rode around on an armchair on top of a yellow Mini.
But then there's the yellow. Obvious one that comes to mind is Only Fools and Horses.
Of course,
and
our
good friends at the Haymarket Theatre, go check them out.
Tickets on sale now.
And then, as you say, but Saxondale, which was the Steve Coogan kind of
great show.
Vehicle. But Mr. Bean's on a chair on top of a yellow car.
Yeah. It's amazing. In between us, they had a yellow car.
With the red door. They had one red door, but the car was yellow.
The young ones had a yellow car. Sometimes it's a New York yellow taxi. That doesn't really count because that sort of explains maybe a quarter of them.
Yeah, because Lisa Kudrow had one in Friends, didn't she, for a while?
Ali G drove around in the yellow car.
Oh, of course he did.
Roger Rabbit, Carry On Cabbie, Happy Days. Even Stuart Lee's comedy vehicle featured a yellow car. Always. He's yellow.
Wow.
I mean, they're inherently funny, it would appear. Yellow cars.
It's an incredible thread. And where can people see it, Matt?
We'll retweet it now and share it on the Absolute Radio socials for you to see. And if you're driving a yellow car right now, you might want to go and get a respray because you're the laughing stock.
You're hilarious, is what you are. People are laughing at you right now.
Look at yellow car. How comical.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Thursday morning. It is time once again to bid you farewell and thank you for tuning in, and to remind you there's a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast out and about wherever you get your podcast from. It'll be lovely to have you listening to it, commenting to it, that kind of thing. But before we get into any of that, the least we could do is name it. Ooh. Matt Dyson.
Yes.
I don't know why there were so many cats in there.
Yes.
Scunthorpe have red bins.
What a revelation.
We're the elite, topo the chain.
The pen knives and the padlocks.
Yes.
But what about your boots card? Someone think of the nectar.
Ooh. Well, any other day I'd say the outburst from Nana Berry about the boots advantage card points would win. But I think it has to be when you broke into song earlier on the show. It's worth listening to the podcast just to hear that rendition of the pen knives and the padlocks.
That is the name of the podcast. I didn't cover myself in glory earlier on this morning, I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
but
did.
As I say, it is out and about wherever you get your pods from. Up next, news on how you could earn yourself a summer payday. And today it's £40,000. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.